the Swedes came to the United States of America, Maine especially, was because they were recruited by W.W. Thomas, and at these meetings they were all promised a homestead and a piece of land, 100 acres each, and that's the reason they most all came. They wanted something that they could call their own. They had been probably working on farms in Sweden and the States and different jobs, and I know for my folks, hearing them talk, they came to get into a new country where things would be more possible for a better future. In Sweden, it didn't look too good at that time, and when they came here, of course, it was a terrific disappointment for a lot of them, but they adapted to it very readily, and by hard work and determination, they cleared the lands, and it's surprising how fast they increased their properties and buildings, and their acreage increased, and new homes. During my lifetime, I know a lot of homes that were built, and new barns, and even before that, a nice new farm buildings with big barns was built in all that short time, less than 30 years' time. It was, big fields of potatoes and grain growing at the early 1900s. And the reason that they mostly were anxious to get over here, like I said, was to acquire something for themselves and to work for themselves. And when they worked hard, they had the benefit of the work, and they could they all felt very happy, in fact, that they had a home and a piece of ground that was all their own, which was almost impossible at the time that they left Sweden, I understand. The land was owned then by large farmers, and the others were working for the farmers. And it's getting to be that way in this country now. The big fellows taking over, and the small ones have to work out for them. So it's I think New Sweden turned out to be a very nice community for the Swedish people, and it's been continuously now for 100 years, starting our second century, and we feel we still have a very nice community and a nice class of people that are trustworthy and good workers, and take pride in their homes and in their children and their education. So a lot of the young people now, of course, are getting college educations, and that means that they have to leave New Sweden and even leave Maine, where we haven't got the employment, which seems to be the sad part, and I understand it's the same situation all over Maine, more or less. I have grandsons, and one is established in Millinocket now. He is a computer technician and has a good job there, but now there's another one. He's teaching, and two grandchildren are teaching, and I got a grandson now that's going to college, and I didn't even finish high school. We had plenty of time to get a little high school education. But I remember my mother was very anxious that we should have an education, and she wanted us to have high school, but it seemed awful hard to be able to even get a high school education back in those days, in 1910, 11, 12, and that was my high school years, and there was very few that could manage a high school education. And now everyone has a high school education, which is a wonderful thing. And as I said, there also the big majority, I would almost say 50% of the young people at least, are getting college education now. So
the Swedish community have a good record in that regard. A good portion of them go on to college, I think.
Yeah, have a good record, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and they do. My grandson going to Bowdoin has been on the dean's list, and he got a scholarship just today from the county medical association. I don't know if that happened, but and he's a high honor student. And I had one of my grandchildren, University of Maine, was an all A graduate, high honors all the way through. And one of my grandsons there had dean's list every year on the dean's list. But I mean, from the country schools up here, it's surprising the grade of education that they have. They get into the high school in Caribbean almost every year. There, some of the Swedish children are up in the high ranks. My granddaughter was third highest honor in the Caribbean High School, and my grandson, when he graduated, was second highest honor in the school. And you take that large number of students in the high school down there now. I don't remember the amount, but there's over 100, 130 something seniors. So, and this hasn't been only our family, it's been other families in town. A lot of the Stockholm children, too, have come out with high honors in Cabell High School. So.